and welcome to Academic Cast, Texas Tech University's biweekly podcast series from the Office of the Provost. I'm Caitlin Sprayberry, and I'll be covering the top academic stories on campus. Later in the program, Provost Bob Smith will spotlight Horn Professor Loretta Bradley. First, the news. The Office of the Provost recently launched its fourth volume of the academic journal All Things Texas Tech. This spring's issue spotlights Texas Tech's progress on becoming a national research university. Provost Bob Smith collaborated with President Guy Bailey and Vice President for Research Taylor Amy to write the article. Provost Smith explains the steps to Tier 1.
President Bailey, Vice President for Research Taylor Amy, and I wrote the article to affirm the university's position in its quest for National Research University, or NRU, status, as defined by the state of Texas. Also, we wanted to help clarify some confusion we have observed relative to NRU versus Tier 1 status. They are really not the same thing. NRU status means meeting a minimum set of criteria that would be common among prominent research universities in the United States. The term Tier 1, on the other hand, generally implies being among the very best U.S. and Canadian research universities. And arguably, the very best research universities are those that are members of the Association of American Universities, or AAU. The AAU has a membership of 61 public and private research universities that are all well recognized for excellence in higher education. Among the membership, you will find public universities such as the University of California at Berkeley, the University of Michigan, University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and the University of Texas at Austin. AAU private institutions include Columbia, Duke, Harvard, Princeton, and Yale. In all, AAU institutions represent 36 public and 25 private research universities of the highest caliber. Or, as President Bailey and I suggested in an earlier issue of All Things Texas Tech, Tier 1 institutions have the feeling of greatness in all that they do, particularly with respect to the quality and accomplishments of faculty members, students, and staff. Great research universities are also characterized by significant numbers of high-quality graduate programs, especially at the doctoral level, along with graduate student populations that are typically in excess of 25% of the total student populations. And of course, notable research universities are at the forefront of research, scholarship, and creative work, whether that work involves musical compositions, plays, works of art, or great artistic performances. In general, the fruits of a Tier 1 research university and creative endeavors change the way others view and think about the human experience and the natural world. Overall, Tier 1 campuses teem with intellectual activities and excitement. Academic pursuits are at the core of campus life, including that of students.
The journal also recognized 10 outstanding students who have embraced modes of active learning through a new installment called Texas Tech Students of Integrated Scholarship. You can learn more about all things Texas Tech by visiting provost.ttu.edu/att. Horn Professor Alan Keithy is the newest member of Spain's Royal Academy of History. Keithy specializes in Latin American studies and 18th century Spanish history. He is one of six Americans in the Academy. Spain's Royal Academy of History is composed of 36 historians, and members have access to all of the Academy's resources in Barcelona. 30 students in the College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources will get to embark on a two-week study abroad program in May. Students will travel to England and Scotland to study agricultural communications and confront a range of issues such as crop production, livestock, and agricultural mechanics. The office that works with the university's Institutional Review Board has a new name to reflect its scope of services. The office is now called the Human Research Protection Program, or HRPP. In addition to coordinating with the Institutional Review Board, HRPP trains and reviews faculty, staff, and students on research involving human subjects. The Horn Professorship is the most prestigious designation bestowed upon a faculty member by the Texas Tech University System Board of Regents. The professorship is named for Paul Whitfield Horn, the first president of Texas Tech University. Horn professors are nominated by their colleagues and selected for their outstanding teaching, research, and creative accomplishments. Provost Bob Smith spotlights Horn professor Loretta Bradley in this edition of AcademicCast.
Loretta Bradley is a counseling professor and program coordinator in the College of Education. To continually reinvigorate her counseling skills, she has also maintained a small private practice as a licensed professional counselor. Her overall contributions to teaching, research, and service were recognized in 2003 when she was named as a Horn professor.
Remember, regardless of the designation that one has, our mission is to educate students and to conduct relevant research and participate in important service. My field is counseling. Our program is referred to as counselor education. I think I'm blessed to be in a profession where I can help others and hopefully make a difference for many. In other words, I can help not only directly, I can help my students, but in addition, those students work with other students and other clients out in the field. So hopefully together that we're helping many.
Professor Bradley has conducted a number of scholarly studies relevant to the counseling field, including counselor supervision, ethics, and diversity issues. With research informing her teaching, Professor Bradley teaches mostly graduate-level courses where she addresses counselor supervision and ethics issues. She has also taught undergraduates in the Texas Tech Transition Freshman Seminar, which is intended to help students launch their academic careers in the most productive manner possible.
I normally teach graduate courses, but I also enjoy teaching this freshman course. So I see myself as enjoying teaching so much that I like different types of courses. I think it's very important for me to do the best that I can to help those freshmen be successful, because as I help those freshmen be successful, they'll graduate, and hopefully someday they'll come into our graduate program. So I think it's a good way to get to know the freshmen, but also to, I think it's a recruiting tool also for graduate study. And finally, and certainly not the least, I enjoy teaching those freshmen.
Professor Bradley also has a high regard for service activities at Texas Tech and beyond.
I do a number of service activities both at the university as well as outside. For example, here in my college, I'm a member of the Promotion and Tenure Committee. I'm a member of the Faculty Council. In addition to that, I'm active professionally. I'm a former president of the American Counseling Association, and currently I am a member of the Board of Directors of the American Counseling Association. I'm on the Executive Committee of the International Association of Marriage and Family Counseling, and I'm active here in the West Texas area with the local counseling association. And I do some volunteer work in the community. So I would like to think that I stay active within the profession. I think that that's important. I think that enhances my teaching. I think it enhances my research to do that.
Professor Bradley was named a Horn Professor 9 years ago, and to this day, she values the honor of that distinction.
One of the things that I think a Horn Professorship does is that it conveys that you've been recognized by your peers. And I'm hopeful that this recognition has made an impact, that impact is not only on the students that I serve, but for the profession that I represent.
Professor Bradley has been able to excel in academia in large measure because of the fulfillment she finds through her career.
I do enjoy the time that I spend here with students and colleagues. It's not difficult for me to get up each day and go to work because I like what I'm doing, and I find that very rewarding. I would like to, think that in my career that I can watch the students grow and become professionals, that I can work with my colleagues, and together we can make a difference in the counseling field. So overall, it's rewarding. And it, had I had the opportunity to make a career choice, you know, if I were back at the beginning of my career, I'd choose what I'm doing.
Higher education scholar Robert Blackburn noted, "Academic work is not just a job. It is a total activity, a way of life, a mixture of myth and reality." Without question, Horn Professor Loretta Bradley's words and deeds reflect those of a dedicated and gratified academic professional. Through her teaching, research, and service, she has made a difference in numerous ways at Texas Tech, in her community, and within her profession. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Finally, AcademicCast would like to commend the university's wool judging team for capping off a successful season. The team won the placing and reasons divisions and ranked third in the grading division at Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. That concludes this edition of AcademicCast. If you would like to learn more about our program or the stories featured here, please visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Thanks for listening, and join us again in 2 more weeks for the latest academic news from Texas Tech University.